Come on, computer, read my clams. For those of you out there who don't know, my clams are my new headphones. Just so you get it. So, hey, it's Brutal Dudes.
This is Petey Page.
I am Mike.
J-Mac.
Brutal Dudes.
Yeah. Pete making an appearance.
Oh my god, I know. Guest
Guess
star.
What today is not, but it'll be in a couple of days, which is why we're doing an episode about it. Pete, you want to guess?
I have a feeling.
Give it your best shot.
I have an inclination. Is it my birthday?
It's your birthday! Yay! Hey. Pete,
oh,
how
thank
old
you.
Are you going to be? Tell the fans.
I'll be turning 36 years young.
It's a young man over here.
Yeah, I know, right? The baby.
You're halfway to the number of the beast.
I know. I know. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, a lot of people are like, oh my God, I'm getting older. This sucks. And me, I'm just kind of like, I'm cool. Like, I don't know. I'm doing good. I enjoy like my life and the stuff that I got going on, and I can't complain, I guess.
Give it another 4 years.
I know.
Tell us how you feel at 40, damn it.
Yeah, you'll be like, ah, oh, you remember when I said I was cool? Yeah, it's not so much anymore.
I'm not
sore,
cool.
Everything hurts. And,
I'm not cool anymore.
You know, if I sneeze too hard, I blow a fucking O-ring.
That happened to me. Like sneezing and blowing an O-ring. This was like 2 or 3 years ago. We were on a road trip to my wife's family up in New Hampshire, and I sneezed and I was like, oh, that really sucked. And we were driving, and then we stopped to get like a meal and take a piss. And I go and I'm in the rest stop, and I look and I blew a blood vessel in my eye. So there's like blood slowly like expanding. Like I look, I like my eyes, like it's like blood in my eye. And I was like, oh, are you fucking kidding me? And like, I leave the bathroom, I show my wife, and she's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, I sneezed. So even in your early 30s, you can sneeze and fuck something up in your body.
Yeah, dude. My shit pops like a fucking glow stick when I get out of bed now. Just every part of my body just goes pop, 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 pop. I'm like, snap, crackle, pop.
Yeah,
this
Rice
is a Rice Krispies commercial?
Yeah.
Nope, it's just my knees.
Yeah, I crack all the time. I'm always sore. I read, I think it was a tweet by, who was the lady from Who's the Boss and Charmed?
Alyssa Milano.
Alyssa Milano. There was something from her, and it wasn't like, I don't follow her on anything, but somebody had reposted it. And it was something like, nobody tells you when you pass 40 that everything you do sounds like you're stepping on bubble wrap.
Ooh,
or something like that.
Good.
And I was like, that's pretty accurate.
It's legitimately, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like my toes pop sometimes when I'm walking. And like, that never happened to me before. And I'm like, why? Why now? Has my toe growth done something different than the normal growth of a toe?
I knew I was getting old when something cracked the one day, and I wasn't sure what it was.
That's a good
like
sign.
Like if your knee cracks or your shoulder or whatever,
kind
like,
of feel
you know,
it.
Yeah, you feel that, but like something definitely cracked, and I was like, I don't even know what the fuck that was.
I laid on the floor flat on my back, and this is how I knew I was old. A, couldn't get up for at least 20 minutes.
Mm.
B, my back screamed at me because apparently I haven't laid flat on a surface in years. And it was like, guy, this isn't, no, we're not, we're, we haven't adapted to this yet.
What are you doing?
It was like, dude. I had a bunch of William Wallace's running up and down my muscles and my back going, freedom!
Jesus Christ.
I have one of those like back roller things.
Yeah.
First off, amazing. If Pete, I don't know if you've tried one of these. They're incredible. I definitely recommend it. You just kind of like lay on it, and it's like a cylinder that you lay on and kind of roll your back on. It feels great.
Does it pop it like crazy?
It
too?
Does, yeah. It's like a
it's like a spine realignment,
yeah,
right?
It realigns your back and everything. It feels incredible. But then afterwards, I'm just like, well, I can't move now. Like that's like I feel great, but I'm not going anywhere. Like this is where I lay for a while now. This is my spot.
When I go to the chiropractor, they're like, get up slowly. I'm like, yeah, no problem. And then I always forget that I can't get up slowly. So I get up fast and almost tumble into the next booth every time. Cause I'm just like, oh, this is, I'm not built for Cuban links. This is just not where I'm at right now.
I'll do you one better. I actually purchased one of those massage guns, like the fucking sports medicine people use.
Oh, I have one of
Tubio those. Uses yeah. that on his videos, man. That guy's the man.
So I got one as a gift for Christmas 2 years ago, maybe. And when I opened it, I just kind of stared blankly because I thought it was a sex toy.
Yeah.
And like the way it was just like a plain black box that it came in. And when I opened it up, it had like one of the pieces and it was a very dick shaped piece that was on there. And I was just like, what is happening with this? And then why are you giving this in front of other people? Like there was just so much, it was just like flooding into me. And my wife could tell. So she was like, that's a massage gun. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks. Love it.
And then later it was just like, you definitely thought that was a sex toy. And I was like, oh, 100%. 100%. I was panicked in so many ways because one, I was just like, obviously this is being used on me and I'm not ready for that. And two, like there's a room full of people. Like, why is this happening here? Like, why is this not a private exchange?
So one year for Christmas, this is kind of related, but kind of unrelated, but it's a very funny story. And it still permeates to this year. I bring it back up to my middle sister every year. My middle sister's name is Stacy. And, she is a baker, so she makes like cupcakes, and she makes them into rubber ducks, like she does the icing things, like the real crazy shit. She does that. So, but she likes baking cakes too. So, somebody, I don't remember who it was. If it was my mom or my other sister, got her an S-shaped pan. It's like a metal thing, and she thought it was an S-shaped cake pan. And she opened it up and she was so fucking excited that it was a cake pan that she did this. She's like, oh my God, it's a cake pan. And I was laughing and we're all pissing ourselves because she was so excited. And my sister, and my mom, I don't remember which one, was like, no, that's not what it is. And then she's like, what? And she goes, it's for your wine corks. You put it in the S and then you hang it on the wall. And I was like, so whenever she opens, I always wait for like the perfect time to do it. Whenever she opens a gift, I'm like, I say it before she gets to see what it is. It's priceless every year. It still makes all of us laugh every year. She laughs about it. She thinks it's funny. I hope she thinks it's funny. Otherwise, she's like, she's got a fucking picture of me in her fucking toilet and her boyfriend use it as a fucking urinal to piss on my face. But other than that.
Now, Peter, are you a big like celebrator of your birthday?
So like it depends. Like this year there's just like so much stuff going on that I'm kind of keeping it low key, and it's like 36 I think. So for my 30th, I wanted like I invited as many people as I could, and I wanted a video game theme party, so I had people like dress up in costumes for that. Like I was Mario, and I literally had like 3 TVs and like video game console set up to every different TV in my living room, and we had like drinks and food. And
was
like,
I at that one?
I don't know. Maybe
was that when I gave you the Mega Man?
Maybe it was in Aston, so it was in our condo.
That had to be when I gave you the Mega Man. Yeah, because yeah. Remember, because I bought the hat. I bought the Mega Man felt hat for mm-hmm. the ears, and it was stupid looking. But I was like, "This is your gift." I know it's open, but I had to come in dressed as a comic, as a video game character, but this is your gift. And it was the Buster. He bought it on board.
I still have that. I still have the hat too. It's up in my, closet.
Yeah. I remember that. I was at that one. That was a good party.
It was. So like but it's interesting. Like I've been to other people's birthday celebrations that are just like, I don't know if I could ever celebrate as hard as they have celebrated. I'm just like I had a friend who for her 40th, she essentially had us like, so she had a makeup artist come in and do her makeup, and she had a dress picked out, and she had a 4-course menu at a restaurant where like, or at a bar where we had the entire like top floor of the bar to ourselves to eat dinner. And every fucking, every course of the meal had a drink pairing or a wine pairing, and there were signature cocktails we could order throughout. And like, it was, I'm like, Jesus fucking, like, it was insane. It was so crazy. And I'm like, I do enjoy a good party, but like, I don't like to party hard all of the time. So I think for my 40th, yeah, I'd like to do something big, but not.
Can we have a double quinceañera for you?
A double quinceañera?
You know what a quinceañera is, right?
Yeah.
It's like Sweet 16 for like Spanish people.
Yeah. Wouldn't that have to be my, like my 32nd birthday or? I don't know. But anyway, I did go. There was a 40th birthday party that I really enjoyed. We had a friend who got a party bus for his wife's 40th, and we went to like four different wineries and did wine tasting, and there was like snacks ready to go on the bus, and like that was pretty cool. So like I do like celebrations. I do like to celebrate it, but not necessarily every year. Like sometimes I'll like to do a dinner, like a birthday dinner where we go somewhere and get a good meal. Sometimes I'll like to have a party at my place. This year, like there's just
sometimes me and you just go horse hockey around somewhere.
Yeah, sometimes that happens as well. But yeah, I like to celebrate, but not every time. Yeah, I was gonna mention though, because just as a side note to what we were previously talking about, it's related because it's like gifts. There was one time I was gifted a sex toy for free, unbeknownst to me. So this story goes, we had moved into our house, and it was probably like 6 to 8 months after we had purchased and moved into our house, and an Amazon package showed up on our door addressed to the previous owner of the house. And I was like, oh, that's weird. And so I'm like, well, I'm like, I don't know their other address, and I know sending this back to Amazon, it's just going to end up lost somewhere. So I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to open it. So I opened it, and in it was this box that had like a picture of a mouse, and then, you know, like the number pad of a keyboard. Yeah. It was just that. It was a USB mouse and a number pad. And I'm like, that's weird that you would just need that, but okay. And it was really cheap, and it was really like poorly made. And I was like, eh, whatever. And then there was like a nondescript box. Like, oh, I wonder what's in the nondescript box. And I legit open it up, and I'm just like, oh. And it was one of those, I'm trying to think of how I can describe this sex toy because it is very specific. It's one of those sucking devices for the clitoris that is connected to like a vibrating like bauble. But I opened it up and it was like neon fucking pink. And I was just like, I know exactly what this is. And my wife was like, what the fuck is that? And I'm like, I explained it, and she's like,
you're like, happy anniversary.
And I'm like, that sounds like a lot. And she's like, we should send this back. I'm like, we can't send it back now, because then they know we opened and like checked out their sex toy. But really weird combination of gifts, a fucking mouse, a number pad, and a sex toy. Maybe they're starting an OnlyFans or like a cam thing. I don't know. But she was in her 60s. And if that's the case, get it, girl. I don't know. Like,
maybe the number pad was for like when you get paid, when you're on, like where they do that ching ching and then the fucking thing vibrates your clit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, ah. Maybe. Maybe.
I don't know. I'm just speculating here. I don't know the logistics of the. I'm not into the tech world.
I just had a guess.
I'm not into porn tech.
If I could ponder a guess here.
So, Pete, what are your plans for this year?
Oh, like I said,
would they maybe be going to Buffalo with one of your other friends whose birthday falls around the same time as yours to go visit family and or numerous minor league ball clubs?
Yes, that is something that could potentially happen. Not in a week, though, because my birthday's in a week.
No, not a week. No, we're planning that for, when do we say, May?
Yeah, May sounds more doable.
We're going to be going up to the cold white north.
It'll still be cold and very white in the sense of a lot of white people live up there. But
damn Sasquatch!
I just want to throw out there, I'm the not racist member of.
We're going up to watch some white baseball.
We're going up to Honkville. Oh my God, it's fun.
Go see the Bisons.
Yeah, right. Oh my God. So my wife and I started watching History of the World Part 2.
Is it good?
I am enjoying it thoroughly because they're doing things that are like, how can I explain this? So they're not only making fun of like events in history and doing like ridiculous shit with them, they're also making fun of other comedy and other shows. Like second episode, they talk about Judas's betrayal to Jesus, but they do it as a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode. And I have never seen one episode of Curb, but I understand like the joke setup, delivery, and obscurity. And like, I think they fucking nail it. Like, it had me fucking cracking up dying. And they're doing little cheeky references to the first history of the world, even though in the beginning, like Mel Brooks narrates the whole thing and he's like, no throwbacks. And then literally 5 minutes later, there's a throwback and you hear him say, hey, I saw it. I said no throwbacks. There's one episode where there's like a group of people traveling somewhere and the town's name is Rock Ridge, but on the sign of the town, it says parentheses, no, not that one, which is an obvious fucking reference to Blazing Saddles. And yeah, I'm like, okay, dude. Yeah, it is full of little fucking references. The people that are starring in it are great. It's produced by like Wanda Sykes, Ike Barinholtz, Nick Kroll. So like big names in comedies are like executive producers. So it's like, it's Mel Brooks writing and like directing, and it's executive produced by all these other fucking comedians. And like, it's great. First two episodes, I'm enjoying it. And I was talking to somebody who's like, it kind of ruins the joke at the end of the first one. And part of me was like, yeah, but at the same time, like if they do it right and make it like fucking hilarious, then I'm not even going to be mad. And so far I've been impressed.
Did you ever see, so they made a Spaceballs cartoon.
I didn't know that. I didn't see that.
Fairly recently. I don't know if it was super recently. It was phenomenal.
Well, they were supposed to do a second Spaceballs. That's the quest for more money.
Yeah. Well, then, but people, then Candy died. And that took the life.
Wait, John Candy's dead?
Yeah, right.
You know that?
No.
Okay. But yeah, so they made a cartoon. And the cartoon was the characters from Spaceballs with Mel Brooks's actual voice. Also, I reached out to him too. It's very convoluted to get there, but I did reach out to him. That's why I was watching Braveheart the other day. I was like, I need to get Gibson'd up.
I'm only going to talk to him about Attack Force Z.
I'm going to ask him a bunch of old Mad Max questions because that's one of my favorites. Max Rockatansky. Anyway, sorry for the side note. The Spaceballs cartoon was, so it was basically every episode parodied a movie.
Oh my God. And
so they would go to like different planets where it was like Jurassic Park. And it was basically Mel Brooks writing episodes parodying new movies. Fucking awesome.
That's brilliant.
I think it was one season it lasted, but it was so good. And I'm like, why did this not get more than one season? This is amazing. This show is literally great. It was very well done. I was very impressed, but it only lasted one season. It's very depressing. That blows.
It does fucking suck. Yeah, no, but the Spaceballs 2 is supposed to be recent. And then like they said that, I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. But now like they're doing History of the World Part 2. And I'm like, all right, well, are you still doing Spaceballs? Like, what the fuck's going on here?
Well, for a while, he was trying to translate all of his movies into Broadway musicals. And he was about to do, I know he did The Producers. He did Young Frankenstein. And what was the other one he did?
Not sure.
Was it Spaceballs? It was another one he did. Shit, why can't I remember?
They should have done Blazing Saddles.
They were going to. He wanted to. He had it written. Like he had it. It's in his biography. He had it planned and staged and everything. And they were like, then cancel culture hit. And he was like, they're like, there's no way you'll get away with this movie if you made this right now. And he's like, we have to try. And they're like, no, we don't. And I'm like, dude, Blazing Saddles the musical would get my ass to Broadway again. I would go opening night. That's great.
Well, I'm waiting to see. So there's a remake of Toxic Avenger coming out. And I'm waiting to see how that translates to now.
Yeah, do you know they're doing The Exorcist too? The original Exorcist? Yeah. Like, why?
That's wild.
Why not do a different fucking story? So, Pete.
It's crazy. Yes.
For your birthday.
Yes.
What's your ideal birthday?
My ideal birthday?
Yeah, man.
Like, celebration-wise? Or, like, what are we talking?
In general. If you had to pick right now, if you had to... If you had to plan out your perfect birthday day, what would it be? What would it entail?
I mean,
and we're not going to really... do all three of us. We're going to wait till each other's birthdays to talk about this.
Nice. Yeah.
So.
No, I think that
I'm actually the leader of the show, so I tell you guys what you do. So that I just made that dictation, just so we're clear. It's fair. So we all know our roles. It's
fair. Thanks. Thank
welcome.
You.
You're welcome. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
He's allowing you to have a birthday.
No, I think that like I would. I don't know. I'd really like to be able to like rent out a space, like a hall or something like that, and like. I mean, you were at my wedding and that was just a really good time. Like we just got all of my friends and family together and got to hang out in one space. Yeah. We got to hang out in one space and dance and eat and drink and just have fun. And I think, I mean, that'd be ideal. Like if I could find a space and if I could let people know ahead of time, I think like on my 39th birthday, I'll be like making invites to my 40th and planning my 40th. So that way I have a year to plan and people have a year to plan so they can like come the fuck out and have a good time. Yeah, that's
sponsored
it.
Sponsored by Brutal Dudes.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be. Yeah, it doesn't have to be like fucking extravagant. It doesn't have to be like something crazy. That would just be just a space and some good music, good food, good friends. That's it. It's perfect for me.
That's it.
Yeah,
pretty good.
I'm simple. I mean, I like expensive things and I have expensive tastes, but when it comes to stuff like that, I'm simple. Yeah, I don't need like a fucking limo and like bottle service at a club. Like that's not me. Yeah. I think that's it. That'd be it for my birthday. That'd be my ideal birthday. Although growing up a lot of my birthdays, so my birthday being in March, the weather in Buffalo was not always the best, so I'd always have a bowling birthday party. Like, we'd go to a bowling alley, and, like, we'd get two games, and the bowling alley was connected to a pizzeria, so, like, we'd get a sheet pizza and a bucket of wings. And I have some distinct memories of, like, my dad giving me $5 and quarters to go play on the arcade games or go use the pool table. All of the gifts being on one of the bowling alley tables, us going bowling, and then, like, having pizza, wings, and cake. And my mom having all of the gift bags for all the people that showed up. And yeah, that was the go-to for my birthday. So like my mom and dad had to pay for my birthday, but it was cheap because it was a bowling alley. And my brother's birthday was because he's born in August. We always had a pool party at our place. So he got the cheaper one. So he got more spent on maybe like cake and other food. My mom and dad had to spend money on the venue, so, and the bowling games and shit, so
that's fair.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
I'm not a bowling guy. I've never enjoyed bowling, but when we were in Massachusetts, we were in Boston specifically, we went to Candlepin Bowling.
Yeah,
and that was a lot of fun.
That shit's cool.
Yeah,
I never tried that one. I would love to. That sounds like, because it's like the size of a softball, right?
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, and it's different pins and everything too. And I don't know why I liked it more, but I liked that a lot more. Speaking of somebody who's not a bowler, I liked it a lot more.
Maz is a bowler. Maz wants to go pro. He's like really good. He bowled in high school. He was like a killer. Like would fucking shut people down. That's one of our favorite things. I would have to say, and I'm gonna speak for him on this. Shout out Maz. If there's one thing that he and I have always had in common, it's using our abilities at whatever we're really good at to shut other people down without letting them know. So like, we're the type of people that like, we'll know we'll be good at something and then challenge you. Like you don't, like we don't know that we're good at it and then pretend like we're not until the moment comes when we have to be good at it. And then we're like, oh, by the way, we're like a fucking pro at this. I'm sorry. Like Matt, one of the things that Maz used to do at parties that used to crack me the fuck up all the time was, we'd go to parties and there'd be these fucking tools playing, especially at college, playing like acoustic guitar, like they're good and they know what they're doing. And it used to drive Maz up a fucking wall. And I hated it too. So my dad's a guitar player. And it just, I don't play guitar, but I know how angry that makes me. Just like, you know, it just is infuriating. So Maz would wait till the person was done. He'd be like, hey, that's really cool. Can I try that? And he'd be like, oh, yeah, do you know how to play? He goes, yeah, a little. And then he would fucking do the intro to, like, fucking Fight Fire with Fire from Metallica. Or he would do, like, the fucking Master of Puppets. And he fucking would just shred. And dudes would just be like, and all the little fucking groupy girlies around him would just look at Maz and be like, yeah, I'm a little rusty. And he would just hand the fucking guitar back to the dude. And I was like, dude, you should have totally John Belushi didn't fucking smash his guitar after you fucking made him look like an asshole. He goes, nah, man, those things are expensive. I can't do that to the guy, but I'll make him look like an asshole. Absolutely. He's like, maybe now he'll go get lessons. And I'm like, I don't think so, but good work. Yeah, we used to do that shit all the time, man. Oh, you should crack me up. As soon as he would hear a guitar, he would look for me and we would like see like, almost like in a movie, like we would just both shake our heads like across the room, like, wow, oh, this isn't going to go good. And then Maz would walk right over.
I absolutely hate that too. Yeah. Like, this might sound weird as a musician, but like, I hate it when people just bring their guitars.
Yeah, to a party. Right, exactly. And that's what he said. He's like, dude, I don't ever bring my instruments to a party. Yeah. Like, I don't walk with it strapped to my back like a fucking bandito. And I was like, dude, first of all, if you did that, that'd be epic.
Let me run out to the car. I have a synthesizer out there. We're gonna
it's like you're walking down the street and be like, is that a party? Holy shit. It's a good thing I brought my caballero. And you pull your fucking guitar off your back and then go bling, 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 bling. Stupid shit. Yeah, he used to get so infuriated. Another thing he used to do is man, we used to fuck with so many people.
In fact, even I'll go as far as I was at a party before. I distinctly remember this. It may have even happened more than once, but it definitely happened once that I remember. And somebody had like guitars and stuff. And they're like, oh, do you want to play? And I was like, no. No, I don't. I came here to go to a party.
Yeah, I came here to party. Right? I fucking audition for American Idol. Yeah. You fucking dick. We used to. The other thing that used to drive me nuts is like whenever like. So sometimes me and Maz would legitimately, if it like, especially when we were in the dorms, sometimes we would just jam because we tried to start like four bands and I would be the lead singer and he would be the.
Were you doing the Springsteen voice?
Sometimes. Yeah. We would do whatever.
It's a mistake if you were.
Whatever our fancy was. Yeah. But he would play the songs and then like people would come, like drunk girls would come up and always wanted to play like songs. And sometimes he would.
Wonderwall?
Make me so fucking. What's that?
They'd come up and want him to play Wonderwall.
It was fucking the Hey Ya by Outkast because he could play that on guitar because it's basic as shit.
Yeah,
and he would always play it, and then girls would be like, and they'd be like, nah, baby, and then they're like obnoxiously singing, and I'm like, I'm not singing this. I would always be like, I'm not singing the song. I'm not, and he'd be like, why, dude? All the girls are singing it. I was like, fuck you for even playing, you son of a bitch. And he would always laugh because he knew it pissed me off, but he would just do it anyway. But sometimes we would just not indulge the girls. I remember this one time, this fucking girl, like, pissed him off so bad because she kept, like, smacking him. She was drunk and, like, Maz or I, as do most people, don't like being physically abused while someone else is drunk.
Yeah.
So we were sitting there and he kept playing this song and it was, I think it was a Metallica song. It might have been Metallica or Taproot. I think he was trying to learn Taproot because we were going to start playing it with whatever band iteration we were on. And this girl came over and she's like, play. Blah, 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 blah. And he goes, yeah, okay. And he's like, here, I'll start it. And he played the exact same song that he was playing before. And he did that like four fucking times, this girl. And each successive time, she would slap him harder on the back. And I distinctly remember, and I bet he doesn't even remember this because he had a few in him too, but it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. So he did it again, and he used to wear this hat backwards when he was working at Bertucci's, and he just had it on backwards, and this girl slapped the hat off of his head. Didn't slap his head, but slapped the hat, and he gives me this look, and I call it my Maz is fed up look, because it's like, instantly, that face hits you, and you're like, "Oh, okay, it's time to get going. Time to intervene before something bad happens." Well, I was too far away for anything to be able to intervene. He goes, "You want to hear that song? You want to hear that song? I'll play that song for you." He stands up and goes interface, like leans forward, and plays the song as hard and loud on an acoustic guitar as you can possibly play it. So think of like, "Hey Ya," but it's like, my baby don't mess around. And he's like screaming in her face. She's fucking terrified.
Jesus.
In a chair, sitting like this, like, and he's right in it, like, not touching her, not doing anything, screaming, just shredding. He fucking broke a guitar string. He was strumming so hard. He goes, now look what you made me do. And just walks away. And then, like, 5 minutes later, he's just completely fine. Like, he's totally not mad. He's just chilling. He had another beer. He's, like, dancing around. He's like, I put the guitar away. The girl was sitting there for a good 40 minutes, just didn't know what to do. Like, is he okay? And I was like, yeah, he's fine. He's over there. He's drinking. It was fucking one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. I've never, and he very rarely lost his temper that bad. I've only seen it like 3 or 4 times. And I mean, I've known him for 15 years now. We lived together for probably 6 of those years. And it was like, because we were roommates in college. And man, it was one of the, I could not stop fucking laughing. Every single time there was like a dull moment, I would just go, my baby, oh man. It was just so fucking funny. Oh my God, it was hysterical.